Understanding and Managing Clinical Metadata with Poseidon by Bradley Hintze and Jamie Daniel. Artificial intelligence has been transforming the healthcare landscape. Machine learning algorithms are now crunching through mountains of medical data, uncovering hidden patterns to aid in disease diagnosis, treatment planning, and drug discovery. From analyzing medical images for signs of cancer to personalizing treatment plans for chronic conditions, artificial intelligence may accelerate healthcare, enhance accuracy, and even prevent disease from worsening. This technology holds immense promise for improving patient outcomes and revolutionizing medicine delivery. As with any innovation, not all machine learning models have shown such promise. Some have demonstrated clear racial bias. Users of machine learning models released in the wild have been disappointed. The issue with such cases often has to do with the real-world input data. The model might be overfitting the training data, performing well on the predefined validation set, but failing to generalize to real-world scenarios. One possible explanation is clinical metadata, an underappreciated component of machine learning models. Problems with metadata will degrade the quality of inputs and thus the model's performance. In the ever-evolving field of clinical research and healthcare, the management of clinical metadata is paramount. What is clinical metadata? Metadata is data that describes and gives information about other data. Clinical metadata, which describes patient demographics, lab results, and treatment outcomes, is the backbone for various analytical processes. Effective metadata management ensures accurate, reliable, and timely insights that drive clinical decisions and research advancements. Tools designed to manage metadata have become indispensable, offering functionalities that streamline data organization, accessibility, and integration. One of the key challenges in harnessing the power of clinical metadata lies in making data relatable and easily accessible. These tools must handle complex datasets, perform advanced analytics, and remain intuitive for users without extensive technical backgrounds. User interfaces become more accessible when designers prioritize simplicity and efficiency. This dual focus on functionality and ease of use ensures that a wide range of healthcare professionals, from data scientists to clinicians, can effectively leverage these tools. By focusing on these aspects, developers ensure that their tools are technically capable and practically useful during day-to-day clinical and research activities. The inherent complexities of clinical data itself compound this challenge. Within healthcare data, many clinical concepts have numerous names in electronic health records, EHRs. A few examples are blood pressure, glucose, and beta blockers. All of these have multiple identifiers. For example, blood pressure can be collected using many different methods, and each has a different label stored in the raw database. For a second example, healthcare professionals may test glucose on its own, or as part of various panels, all of which have different names. For a final example, beta blockers may have several identifiers, and the dose may be part of it. All these different names represent one clinical concept: blood pressure, glucose, or beta blockers. Machine learning models are generally interested in the underlying clinical concept rather than the specific names. They need to know your blood pressure at a given time, or whether you've taken beta blockers, regardless of the myriad names used to represent these concepts in the data. A naive approach would be to look in the EHR for all names that match the name of the concept, for example, blood pressure or glucose. While one search term is likely to find results, this doesn't mean all data points related to the searched concept have been captured. This is due to data names not necessarily having the same name as the concept. An easy-to-understand example is vasopressors. Searching for vasopressor in the name of the medication administered is inadequate to capture all vasopressors. You must search for epinephrine, norepinephrine, ephedrine, dopamine, and others. Clinical metadata management offers a solution by categorizing clinical data into the essential categories that machine learning models require. Data scientists often refer to these categories as groupers, each representing a single clinical concept and containing a list of names that match that concept. The Duke Institute for Health Innovation, called DHI, has created a system that effectively manages clinical metadata using automation, a database, and a curation process. We have developed Poseidon, a groundbreaking tool that exemplifies the fusion of usability and power in metadata management. Poseidon excels in its ability to group related metadata from clinical data sources, binding them into a cohesive and meaningful base tool. This allows statisticians, data scientists, and clinical researchers to access real-time, up-to-date metadata. Poseidon's design facilitates the grouping of related data points, providing a comprehensive view that enhances analytical capabilities and supports the development of robust clinical solutions. Its user-friendly features empower healthcare professionals by providing a clear and comprehensive view of related metadata, leading to more accurate and detailed analyses. DHI's robust system continuously examines labs, flow sheets, orders, and medications, updating the clinical metadata database and ensuring that groupers remain accurate. However, maintaining and updating these groupers presents an ongoing challenge. As healthcare practices evolve and new tests or treatments emerge, existing groupers might miss capturing this new data, leading to incomplete or inaccurate results. For example, if a new assay is introduced to measure bilirubin, older groupers might not include it, creating a discrepancy in the data. Here's an aside. Suppose Duke Health Labs adopt a revolutionary new assay to measure bilirubin. In that case, bilirubin groupers created before the new assay will not capture this new result. If healthcare professionals suddenly use this new assay widely, any model running that requires bilirubin will be missing this data point. It will look as if patients are not getting bilirubin measured when they actually are. This degrades model results. Such omissions are challenging to identify. To address this, DHI is further refining its automation and processes. Our plan involves using clinician-provided search terms to automatically identify potential new candidates for inclusion in groupers. When a new candidate is detected, the system flags it for project managers and clinicians' review before it is published into the DHI data pipeline. This ensures that the groupers remain comprehensive, correct, and up to date. Ultimately, clinical metadata management, while meticulous and complex, is paramount for realizing the full potential of artificial intelligence and machine learning in healthcare. The quality of the metadata directly impacts the quality of the models, and degraded model results can erode trust in these innovative technologies. Managing clinical metadata through advanced tools like Poseidon represents a significant step forward in healthcare technology. The combination of user-friendly interfaces and powerful functionalities achieved through automation, databases, and meticulous curation processes ensures that a broad spectrum of users can effectively leverage these tools. DHI's ongoing efforts in this domain underscore the critical role of metadata management in shaping the future of healthcare. While automation streamlines many aspects of metadata management, ongoing clinician input and project management remain essential to ensure accuracy and adapt to new clinical concepts and data sources. As the field continues to evolve, the innovation behind clinical metadata management will remain a critical factor in advancing healthcare and ensuring the success of machine learning innovation by improving clinical research and patient care.